Okay, Rabotai, we are continuing our ayun in the subject of Hatmanah. So, in our last shiur, we saw clearly a differentiation between Shitat Rashi and Shitat HaRambam and their Girsa in the Gemara in Shabbat Lamed Dalet. Let's just take a quick review and then we'll go forward. We have it here, and again, I'll just use quickly to suggest this and take a step backwards so we can go a little forward. We said in Hatmana there's Mosif Haval, that's something that generates heat, and then there's Erev Mosif Haval. Mosif Haval is Asur even on Erev Shabbat. Erev Mosif Haval is only Asur on Shabbat. Lamedan Rashi's understanding was that the reason why Mosif Haval is a problem, because Shimmy had been Beremetz. You might put the pot in another type of item that's Mosif Haval, Beremetz. The Shimmy Yachteh. And what's going to happen? He might come to Stoke, and then Rashi says, Beyavoni de Bishul. Now, if he's saying de Bishul, he must be talking about a liquid. Because if it's a dry item, it was cooked already before Shabbat. So we're talking about Hatmanana, the item is cooked. So if the item is cooked, what's the stoking going to do? Stoking is not going to. Lama yavod li de bishul. And as she said, that she's talking about over here, an item that is a liquid item. And from here, they want to bring a proof that Shitat Rashi is yesh bishul achad bishul belach. That's just in a parenthetical. Why is the animal sifabal asur b'shabbat? So he says, "Vege zera shema yertiyach." That's the language of the Gemara. What does it mean, shema yertiyach? We're worried that the guy himself might come to heat up the pot. Why? He's going to come on Shabbat and he's going to see the pot was istanin, got cold. We have money to be sure. So the Gemara says, if that's the case. So then, ben hashemashot, it should also be asur. How come it said in the Mishnah, and we learned it in Mamim Adlikin, Tzavek HaChekha, Tzavek HaChekha, V'tomni L'tachamin, why should you be able to make Hatmanah? So Gemara says, Tzavek Kederot, Rothot, that ben hashemashot, Tehat. So I'm not worried to be matmin b'davar she'enu mosif haval. You're worried is what? I might find it cold. And when I find it cold, I might come to heat it up. No, ben hashemashot it's ham. So there's no problem to be matmin b'davar she'enu mosif haval b'ben hashemashot. That's Shitat Rashi, and therefore he learns the Mishnah on Mem Zayin. That's our Mishnah that we started in Mamet Tumni. That says that you're not allowed to be tumen begifet and bezetim and all these mosif haval items. That must be talking about even on Erev Shabbat, because that's a Mosif Haval. But in a Mosif Haval is only a Surah on Shabbat, but Ben HaShemashot Mitzah. That was Rashi's understanding. Then we saw Shitat HaRambam, which was in Perek Dal Halacha Bet. He says also, same conclusions. The Vara Mosif Haval is a Surah Be'erev Shabbat, but he has a different Girsa. He learned Shemet Tartiyah. What Shemet Tartiyah? That was the Gemara. It's reverse. That what? So we understood Tartiyasta means what? We're very hot. V'yiglenna, this is Rambam's Lashon, which means he's going to make the Hatmana me'erev Shabbat. B'davar ha'mosif haval. It's going to get so hot that he doesn't want it to get so hot. So he's going to take off the Hatmana me'erev Shabbat. And then what's going to happen? V'yiglenna, remove the Hatmana, v'yazor v'chasena. And then on Shabbat itself, when it calms down and it cools, you know, to a point where it's tolerable, you're going to re-matmin it. And that's a problem, because matmin the davar mosif haval b'shabbat asur. Now Rashi, Rambam, assumed as a given that matmin the davar mosif haval b'shabbat is asur. That we saw in the Pirush HaMishnayot of Rambam, and Pirush HaMishnayot, he explained the reason for that. The reason why Rabban doesn't even have to support this, he just takes this as a for granted that if I let you do it on Erev Shabbat, I'm concerned as what? It's going to get hot on Erev Shabbat. I'm going to take that mana off on Erev Shabbat. On Shabbat itself, I'm going to redo it. You're redoing it. That's Mosif about B'Shabbat. So the Rabban explains the reason why. Why B'Shabbat is Pashut and Tzasur? It's because a person, really, min adin, there should be no problem of matmin b'shabbat b'mosif habal, because it's not ish, it's not a fire, it's not todata ish. These things that you're using, gifet, doesn't come from fire either. So that should be mutad. Torah's only was said cooking with ish or todata ish. So why is it forbidden? He said, because the guy's not going to be able to discern. He's not going to be able to make a difference. He's going to say, what's the difference if I cook my pot or heat my pot with gifet or put on a fire? Either way, it's creating heat. So therefore, that's why it's asur on Shabbat. Therefore, it's also this even on Erev Shabbat. Benesh Mashot mutar. You see, Shitat Rambam, Benesh Mashot is matir everything. Ben Mosif Haval, Ben Ena Mosif Haval. Which is going to be a problem, as we're going to see. But this is the Shitat Rambam by Davar HaMosif Haval, which is much different than Tashi. Tashi's Davar HaMosif Haval was what? Islam Shemayet, it means the remits. And then you might cook. He's saying, no, it's hot, cool it off, take it off.
Then you have to mean that he did take out the covering before Shabbat.
Before Shabbat.
But if it enters Shabbat with that one eye.
Because that's what it's usually going to get hot. You're taking it off the fire, you make it better, you take it off the fire, and you put the Mosif HaBa'ah, so it's very, 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 very hot. So usually it's hot on Erev Shabbat. So therefore, on Erev Shabbat, you'll take it off in order to cool it down, and then on Shabbat, you're going to redo it again. I'm redoing some Mosif Habal, it's Matmim B'Shabbat. And the end of Mosif Habal, he said, Shemir Pim B'Remetz V'Yachateh. Okay, the end of Mosif Habal, why is it Asur on Shabbat? Because if I do this, you might come to do this. Shemir Pim B'Remetz V'Yachateh. So he explained that Harabam saw that Remetz is end of Mosif Habal. And we saw that in the Pirush of Mishnayot. Right, we saw this in the Pirush Mishneh. Now, Harambam then writes in Perek Dalet, Savik Hashecha, Savik Lo Hashecha, Mutal Litmon, Et Devar Aham, Mutal Litmon Devar Tzonen. Okay, different thing. So, Ben Shemashot, Mutal Litmon. Now, Harambam doesn't make a difference between Mosif Haval and not Mosif Haval. Anamam should have said. So Vegas says, Tavka, Eno Mosif Haval Mutar, but Mosif Haval Asur, he did not. I mean, Shita, that is Shita Tarambam. That everything in Ben HaShemashot is Mutar. Oh, why can't I be? Yes.
Because if it's before Yom, he said no. Shabbat.
You're arguing on the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Safek Hachekha, Safek En Hachekha, Tumnin et Hachamin. Mishnah says, that's what has Mutar.
Why? But it cannot be something Mosif.
Why?
He just said, the Shabbat, he can do it, Shabbat, so if it's
I'll try to understand your question. You tell me this is what you're asking. The reason why Mosif Haval was Asur on Erev Shabbat, because his pot is going to be hot on Erev Shabbat, and if he makes that mana, then he might
take it off.
Kol Sheken, the Chaora, Ben HaShemashot, his pot is hot. When is the pot hot? Going into Shabbat. That's what you have, mana works. Usually your pot's on the fire. Right before Shabbat, they take the pot off the fire, and they might mean it. That's what it is. So, according to the logic, Ben HaShemashot, the pot is probably very hot. So therefore, why should I be allowed to make Atmana Me'ereb with Ben HaShemashot? You have the same problem. It's going to get very hot. And then what? On Shabbat itself, I'm going to take it off and put it back again. My money cools down. Why? Rashi, I understand Ben HaShemashot. Because why? The Gemara says, Tam Kedirot Ben HaShemashot. Rot hot. Oh, beautiful. So I'm not worried when I make the inner Mosif, I'm not worried that it's going to see cold and come to. So wait, the Gemara says stam kedar hot. The Gemara says that now. So if he's saying stam kedar b'neshuvah hot hot, how can the Rambam allow me to do this b'neshuvah shot? The same gezera that I have on Erev Shabbat, I should have b'neshuvah shot. Nothing changed. The same hot pot that you're telling me is a suit to make up to another mosif haval at 3 in the afternoon should be a suit at b'neshuvah shot as well.
It explodes,
exactly. It explodes. The same explosion that's going to happen in the afternoon. How about the
Benishamashot?
More, because you take it right off the pot. This is all the questions they ask on Rambam. Different answers. So,
impossible to say that he just means Menom Sifala? Understand? Okay, we have
no, to he doesn't mechanek. And the Shitat Arif clearly, which is coming from, clearly says there's no difference between Mosif and Enom Mosif.
So just from the Rambam's logic, how does he get there?
Correct. How does he get there? So, we wanted to say a chiddush on this Rambam. I mean, it's based on a shita of the Ramban. Where is the Ramban? Open up your books. If you know what that's called. If you open up the... You're going to make another Shechayanu today, boys, because you're going to learn a new Beferesh that you never learned in your life. Although I learn it every day in my life, this will be the first time some of you are learning this Beferesh. The Ramban, but not in the Ramban in the Chumash. There's one in the Gemara, exactly. Wow. See, that's the Shechayanu was warranted. Do I know?
Same Rabbi.
Open up. That's a very good Quentin Hashim.
Yeah.
Going to Nashi. So there is an answer. Tosfot asked that question on Nashi. So what do you mean? Bnei Sanan Hashud on Bishul. Actually, that's going to be the Ramban's question on the Girsah of Nashi. That's exactly the Ramban I'm showing you now. He's going to ask on Nashi, and you're telling me you're going to come to the Bishul. What do we Bishul? Bnei Sanan Hashud on Bishul on Shabbat. They make Isurim Raita. So, I'll answer the question, but I want to see the inside. Open up the pages of the Rif. Shidalar Amud Bet. Baruch Atah. Shidalar Amud Bet 28. The man she
said
Musif Aval.
He said that in the Gefet or whatever it was, he's going
to. Enem Musif Aval is not Gefet. Enem Musif Aval is whatever Enem Musif Aval is.
Okay. So he said he's going to see that one warm item. Maybe it's Davar Musif Aval. One warm item is going to warm up, and the guy's going to come and say, okay. So what's
the reason why? No, the name is Enem Musif Aval. Okay. So look at the Ramban is in Milhamot Hashem. Ramban wrote a book on the Rif, a commentary on the Rif called Milhamet Hashem, the fight of Hashem.
It's really Milhamet, not Milhamot?
Milhamet Hashem.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the Rif writes things, and he's coming to challenge sometimes what the Rif says. Sometimes you have a rabbi called the Maor Katan. He challenges, he comes to fight him. They say, what is he talking about? So they call it Milhamet, because it's Milhamta Shatura. Amar Kotev. Who's the Kotev? The Ramban. Davar ze nishal Rabbeinu Agadol Zal. Alav. So they ask this question to Rabbeinu Agadol Zal. It could be it's the Rif. Veshiv the Shuel ze. You'll see in some texts, you cannot do enom musif when it gets dark. Why? Gezera shema yertiyah. That's Rashi's girsa. Al tismokh alav. If you see that girsa, don't rely on it. Shehu shibush gadol. It is a tremendous shibush. Why? Lefi shedavar she'enu mosif, enu martiyah. So first of all, what do you tell me? Enu mosif aval. I'm shemayartiyah. What is shemayartiyah? Enu mosif aval is not martiyah. What is boiling or cooking have to do with enu mosif aval? So he says ve'imken ech nigzor alav. So what are you making? You're making a gezerah on enu mosif aval shemayartiyah. Enu mosif aval doesn't get so hot. So enu devarav ubevaday kashehu. So the Ramban says, maybe you're going to tell me this is the answer, but this is kasher. She im yimsa adam kederam mitzunenet. Because what's going to happen? He's going to see that his pot cooled down. Yadlik et ta'ur lechet ta'idav yartichena. Maybe that's what it means. Like we explained it. Maybe it means that he's going to come on Shabbat, see his pot cooled down, and it's going to bring him to Bishul. Kemo shemefashim. He says, no good. Shelo nechshidu Yisrael al kach al Shabbatot. Your question, David. The Ramban says, "Ben Eisa and Al Hashud on Bishul on Shabbat. See, that's a gezerah. You're going to come on Shabbat, see his pot cooled off, and then go put it in the cook it. That's not. So the Ramban doesn't like this gezerah for that reason. That's one of the questions that this gezerah is problematic. Understand the question? Why would I make a gezerah of something that Ben Eisa and Al Hashud on? Ben Eisa and Al Hashud on cooking." Now I could answer this based on the Tosafot that we're talking about over here a lah, and the lah was cooked already. So the guy's not a posheya. He's not going to know that en bishul ahad bishul belah. He's going to think he's not going to know that yes bishul ahad bishul belah. He's going to think that what? It was cooked already. He knows by Yevesh, the rabbis say, En Bishul Ahad Bishul. So he's going to see now his Kibbe Havda, and he's going to come along and try to make Atmana on Shabbat with it. He's going to see it cooled off. And he's going to come to heat it up. He's going to say, well, En Bishul, it was cooked already. So therefore, we're not talking about a guy. You're right, Lo Nechshedu B'nei Sel. When it says Lo Nechshedu B'nei Sel for Bishul, it means on a raw item, they're not the nashad, they can go cook it. But an item that was cooked already, that cooled off, where the guy really doesn't think he's doing something so bad, could be he's hashud on amalatzut, he's hashud on not knowing the law. That's not a posheya type of guy. Anyway, I can answer. Anyway, he says, Vagirsa shel Rabbeinu Zal, but the Girsa Rabbeinu of the Rif. Nami ra'iti shepirshua b'parim harbe. Says the gesav of the reef is what that on davara musif haval. That's where the yartiyah is. The yartiyah is not on the enu musif haval. It's on the musif haval. So he says umar shedati notelo hu apiru shematzinu lo yadayim mochiyon b'lusham b'chin ra'iti sham pel v'metomni k'lashon hazeh. The fish shadavarim alalu rotchin. What's his language now? These items are rotrin umrutahin. Now rotrin, I understand, means hot. Ruun notlan, and he takes the atmana off. Them tashin, the tochiado, they calm down. Ruun mahziran, and then he puts back the atmana. Behem mosifim letichut. Lefichach asud letmon behem adkan. And therefore, it's going to be asud to make atmana for the same reason like Rambam understood. You're taking it off, and you're going to put that mana. It's going to get very hot. You're going to take that mana off. Vezeu nami sheme yartiyah de gemara dilan, and that's what it says in the gemara over here. Sheme yartiyah. What does yartiyah mean? Vehu melashon habit merutahat avodah zarah. Oh. He comes along and quotes me a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. He says the word Shema Yartiyah is like the word Habit Merutahat in Masechet Avodah Zarah. So now he's giving me definition. Don't think Shema Yartiyah is hot. No, I'm not explaining it hot, Ramban says. I'm explaining Shema Yartiyah like you gotta go look at Gemara Avodah Zarah. So if you look over there in Gemara Avodah Zarah, it's talking about a Habit of wine. that started to get vinegary. So that she says over here, what happens when the habit becomes vinegary? It starts to foam. It creates like a froth on top of the habit. So therefore, the Ramban says that when it says shemayartiyah, it's not talking about necessarily hot. This is talking about that the food creates a certain froth, a certain foam. Now, once you understand that, look how he explains the Gemara. Upirusho, shema yitzarech legalot kederato. Maybe on Erev Shabbat, you're going to have to take off that mana. You got the kederato. Ulartiha. What does artiha mean? To get the foam off. Ukshetanuah. And when it calms down, hu hozer v'tumem ben b'shabbat. V'akshina, so the Gemara says, i'acher. Why do you say the same thing in Benesh Mashot? Mitok shu misalek kederato ma'al gabei akira im hashicha kishu lo tayach umatmin, same thing. You're going to take off the pot Benesh Mashot in the fire. You're going to have to take this froth off, and then you're going to re-hack my nail onto the same reason that you can suit during the day. So you have Benesh Mashot. So misalek legalota also be Shabbat. Upanik, the Gemara answers, Stam keder benesh shemashot not choten ve'en adam matminam ela imken hu magdim b'hem nesalekam im ha-shemesh u'sha'at kala hem ninohot u'shu matmitam eno mosif v'shuv enon martichot v'karom lezeh matzir tamid leber uzah b'hamuleheim. Which means, he says, when a person does it in the afternoon, Where does this froth come from? When you're cooking with spices and things like that. So it causes it to foam on the top. So what are we worried about? That if you're going to make atmana me'ayrib Shabbat b'davar mosif aval shemiyartiyah. What is shemiyartiyah? In the beginning of the cooking, you have to get the stuff off. So you're going to take that mana off temporarily. You're going to have to de-foam it. You're going to wait till it calms down. Right, skim it, exactly. You wait till it calms down, and then on Shabbat you're going to come and redo it. But by Ben HaShemashot, already it's Stam Kederot Rothoten. Stam Kederot, so by Ben HaShemashot already, it's formed already. And therefore, you'll just take it off and then make the Hatmana. You won't have to make the Hatmana, and by that time the pot is usually on the fire for a long time. And therefore, you did it already. Stam kederot lo tchot, and therefore, I'm not worried that you're going to have to make atmana and then undo it to take the froth off and then put it back. It's done already usually by that time.
Still removing part of this at the second?
Not second, it only happens once. This only happens once. That's when you remove it.
That's when you do it.
You remove it. Stam kederot lo tchot, or is it, it happened already, or by this time already it was gone? It was lo tchot already. The foam was removed, and there was no problem. What am I worried about now? If the whole concern is you're only taking off the atmana in order to take off the foam, that's done already by Ben HaShemashot. This only happens at the beginning of the cooking. When you cook in the beginning, since the spices are getting cooked and everything's getting cooked, it creates an item. But this doesn't happen all the time. You only have to defoam once. So there were Ben HaShemashot already. You did it. If you're doing atmana early, you took it off the pot early in the day, and you're going to make atmana right away. So I'm worried, and you're going to have to now finish the process. But by Shemesh, Ben HaShemashot, stop to the Rothoten, meaning they foamed already. Also, once you're learning that it's a foam and it's not a heat, could be that's what Harambam meant. Harambam never said in his halakha, Shema Yartiyah. We are Yartiyah. It's going to get very hot. So let me ask the question. It's going to get very hot. So of course you get a Benesh HaMashot. The pot is very hot, Benesh HaMashot. The joist is going to explode. But could be Shema Yartiyah of the Rambam is like this Perush that the Rambam says Shema Yartiyah. It's going to do it hot. He's not worried about that it's going to get very hot and you have to take a little push of the heat. The issue is over here that you're going to have to take it off in order to skim, and therefore you'll do it on the Erev Shabbat. No, don't put the Erev Shabbat, because then you didn't skim it yet. But Ben Shem HaShot, you skimmed it already, then we have no problem. And that's what the Rambam means. That's what Ben Shem HaShot is mutar.
Skimming is one thing, and the thing that
we're doing Erev Shabbat is not skimming? You're allowed to skim on Erev Shabbat, you're allowed to skim on Shabbat. That's not my concern. My concern is that if I do it on Erev Shabbat, that means I made Atmana. I took the pot off the fire, Erev Shabbat. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I made Atmana b'davar musifava. Now all of a sudden it starts to froth. So what do I have to do? I have to take off Atmana temporarily. Take it off. Let it simmer. Let the stuff come back down to its normal way. And then on Shabbat itself, what's going to happen? I'm going to be re-matmin b'davar musifava. But what was the cause for me to take that mana off? To de-skim. Good. Ben Hashemashot, Gemara says it should be a problem. No, stam kidrot Ben Hashemashot rotot, which means already that happened by Ben Hashemashot, which is later in the day. You don't cook right in the Ben Hashemashot. You cooked it already from before. So therefore, it's a pot that has no froth on it. So therefore, why shouldn't it be permissible to make Atmana b'davar mosif aval?
On Shabbat.
Not on Shabbat. On Ben
Hashemashot. Why on Shabbat, by the way?
Yeah, I told you that, because on Shabbat, the Gezerah is that they're going to say, if I can heat with a davar mosif aval, I'll put it in a regular fire. That's what Rambam said clearly in Perusha Mishnayot. But on Ben Hashemashot, I'm telling you, there's no... Again, get Rambam clear. Rambam's whole issue was you might take it off temporarily.
Why?
For whatever reason. And then you might re-put it back on in Shabbat. That will not apply in Bereshit Mishnah. Bereshit Mishnah, there's no reason for me to undo this Hatmana.
Because the skimming already happened.
Right.
Post-skimming.
Right. Well, that was the only reason why I was taking it off. And that's what Rambam said. Stop the heat. Stop the heat.
Different definition.
So now we have a different definition. I thought this Ramban is a very, very, very interesting Ramban. And based on it, it can explain the Rambam Shita. Now, again, Lema'aseh, there will be a few nafkaminot between these two Shitot, between the way Rashi and the Rambam learns. The main nafkaminot will be Ben Hashemashot. Whereas Rashi is only Matir, Ben Hashemashot, Ben Deva She'en Mosif. And the Rambam is Matir, Ben Hashemashot, Ben En Mosif, and Ben Mosif. That is one clear nafkamina between the Shitot. There might be another nafkamina between the Shitot as well. The lucky nafkamina is, according to Rashi, what was his reason? You can see it over here. What was his reason by Mosif Haval? Shemei Yatmin Beremetz. I can't do this on Shabbat, because if I do it on Erev Shabbat, the Shemei Yavni Beremetz, the Shemei Yachten, and I'll come to Stoke on Shabbat. And what's that going to be? So you Stoke? Be able to be Shul. That's much only on a liquid. But if I won't come to be Shul, you know, on a dry item, could be a Kote Shittat Rashi, be Mutar, Latmin, Bedavar, and Musit, be Erev Shabbat. Why did Rashi throw in these words, be able to be Shul? That she says, Liyavod, Lidei Bishul.
No, because that's the second, that's what happens after.
It's not on something that's a dry item that's cooked. No, stoking doesn't cook. Stoking is not, you're cooking your food. No, you didn't say eating. That she says, Liyavod, Lidei Bishul. Is there Bishul, Ahad Bishul by Davar Yavesh?
No.
If I stoke on a Davar Yavesh, is that cooking?
No, but you can't.
But she didn't say, what, to just say Shem Yachter.
Shem Yachter, that's a problem.
Why didn't Najib just stop it? Shema Yachteh, which I have no problem with that, by the way.
Right.
I have no problem with it. If you just stop the Shema Yachteh, I agree. Stoking coals, Havara, but Najib said, be able to be shoot.
Okay, one's for solid, one's for liquid.
Very good.
Shema Yachteh, we'll say it's for solid. Liquid which can come to be shoot, or something which is not fully good, then we'll say that.
Man. These are two different reasons over here? Okay, so you say Hadush and Najib. You're forced to say this Hadush and Najib. I'm telling you that the Rishonim. Or bring an ayah from over here that yes, Bishul, Ahad Bishul, Belach from over here from this Lashi. So kind of they weren't learning like that. So anyway, that's another big nafkamina, whereas according to Rambam, his issue is he didn't make a haluk between, he just says Shema, his reason of Mosif Aval is what? His reason of Mosif Aval is Shema Tatiyah. According to that, either it's the foam issue or it's the heat issue that's going to cause the overflow. That's not a difference between hot and davar yavesh and davar lah. According to Rambam, both these things will be asur on Erev Shabbat. It doesn't make a chiluk. Because according to Rashi, could be a difference between lah and yavesh. The ma'aseh, all that we're saying over here, all that we're saying over here, is really not going to make a difference in the halakha. Because in the halakha, we're strict on everything. We're oser ben Hashem Mashot davar amosif avar. We're only batir ben Hashem Mashot davar she'en amosif avar like nashi. And a lot of other chumrot as well. We don't let you be mosif avar even on davar yavesh. So therefore, although this was nice, you know, to get the shitot and the rishonim, more or less what they're saying, but in the halakha, we're always going to take, in hatmanah, you're going to see the strictest of opinions. As an example, again, we're going to be mahmir on ben Hashem Mashot. We're not taking this leniency of the Rambam. That's matir musif aval ben Hashem Mashot. Maran's going to hold ben Hashem Mashot. It's only eno musif aval. And Maran does not make a hamut between lach and yavesh. But if it's lach and yavesh, it's a sur that means be'erim Shabbat b'mosif. We're not going to say, oh, only on lach because yavodi de bishul. And that doesn't make a chiluk. So we're taking at the end of the day the chumrot of the shitot. So that's not a concern, the halakha.
But is Ravan here? He doesn't like the
Ramban. I know the sur. What do you want to say? Tell me what you want to say with it.
No, he says it can't be that maybe old John, that person.
A question.
Yeah, a person.
That's exactly the question which prompted us to say that could be the Rambam is on this thing like the Rambam. That's the question I started off with. Ben Hashem Mashot. That's all the Rishonim asked this question. Primarily the Rambam. Now, there's something else that you have to know as a fact when you go to the Sugya. I want to know how should I say it in the clearest way possible. Okay, so let's do it like this. Let's start. Open up Perek Kida. That's the third Perek. I'll give you a quick review. It's good to know this information. This is important. Perek Kida is Lamed Vav Amud Bet. I'm reviewing you Perek Kida now. You're lucky there. You're going to get a review on Perek Kida. Perek Kida is the Perek of Shehiya, as we understand. Let's review what Shehiya is. Shehiya is always on Erev Shabbat. That's when you're sure. When is Hazara? Hazara is on Shabbat. Shehiya be Erev Shabbat, Hazara be Shabbat. The question was, am I allowed to be sure on Erev Shabbat on an open fire, open coals? This is the discussion of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, no, you have to make girifa or ketima. You need to remove the coals, or you need to put ashes on them. And then, if I do that, I could make shehiya. That's good to everybody. Hananiah also agrees to that, by the way. Hananiah also agrees to shehiya, that you need girifa and ketima. Am I right or wrong?
I forgot.
Okay, good. Hananiah also agrees that you cannot make shehiya on an open fire with coals unless you make garufi katum. Nobody argues on this principle. The argument is on which type of foods are we talking about. Where is, according to Hananiah, he said foods that are not cooked, that's the problem. If it's not cooked, then you have a problem to leave it on an open coal, because you might come to stoke it. But if it's ma'achal bin drosai already, it means it's cooked, it's edible, there's no problem of leaving it on an open coal. So he does hold of a problem of shihiya on an eno garuf. Just in the case where it's eno, mevushal. But if it's mevushal already where it's edible, even to the bandits, mutar lehashot. And the Rabbanan say, no, we say that this shihiya is even in more cases. Even on mevushal kotzurko, and we're still worried it's mistamek v'yafelo, it's going to get better in the kol, and therefore the mahmir as well. So Rabbanan are more strict. Everybody agrees a certain shihiya is going to be asud. It's to what degree? And what's the reason why it's asud? Because of shema yahte, you might come to stomp the coals. But if you make girifa v'ketima, shihiya is mutar to everybody, even to the rabbis. If I took the coals out, I can even I could put anything on the fire because it's garuf v'ketum. And Garuf HaKadum basically fixes my Shehiyah issues. Am I correct?
Beautiful.
That's a very important clause to know, that Shehiyah can be fixed. Shehiyah can be fixed through a Girifa V'Ketima. Now, let's analyze it correctly. Does this Shehiya that we're talking about have anything to do with Hatmana? Do we see Hatmana in this Perikira? We saw Hazara. We saw Shehiya. Hatmana we weren't introduced till a few pages later where we started to discuss Musif Aval, Ena Musif Aval, Erev Shabbat, Shabbat.
And a few pages before.
A few pages before. This is not this. Yeah, we saw it in Perik Bamei Matikin. Absolutely. Betomnim Be'er Shabbat. Be'er Shabbat. But this Mishnah over here, if he is a regular guy, what is this Mishnah discussing? This is the Mishnah of Shia. Anything to do with Musif Haval, not Musif Haval? No. This is a different Gizrael. This is a Gizrael. He's putting it on Musif Haval. He's putting on coals. You're putting on coals. Guess, but by the way, if you put ashes over the coals, it's still Musif Haval. It's very, 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 very hot. The Chaura. But the issue over here is Shia, and they don't want you to put Shia on a coal. Once you put the ashes on it, or you garuf it, it's mutar. That's it. Look at Rashi on the Mishnah. We read by these Rashis in the previous cycle and this cycle as well. Very quick, because we don't want to get involved in this issue. But if you remember, I made a point that I said, oh, this we'll have to get back to, because it's an issue that you cannot neglect. You cannot just close your eyes to it. Look at Rashi. Achi Yigrof. You can't put the food on. I'm not getting into the mahlukin of Hananiah yet and the banan. That's a side mahlukin for our point. The point is, you cannot put the food, whatever food we're talking about, and make shiya until you go there. And she says, "Hagihali mishum demosif haval." She throws in demosif haval. Now, whenever I see mosif haval, that's a key word to atmana. That's atmana lingo. Mosif haval. Why did the shifa throw in demosif haval? Just tell me. Like the next seven, Tama Parishta Pregdeh, Shema Yahta Begahalim. Shema Yahta. Explain me the reason why you have to make Garuf and Katum. What does it mean, Mishum Wasif Habal? Why are you throwing in Atmanat terminology to this Sugya over here, Dashi? Oh. So, from this Rashi, and from others that I'm going to show you now, they learned that Rashi holds that Shehiyah and Hatmana are basically the same Gezerah. That just like they were Osir Shehiyah on coals, Shema Yahteh, because she might come to stoke the coals, they also made another gezerah at that time that we're not going to let you be matmin bedavara mosif haval either, because that's like mali coals, mali hatmanah be mosif haval. It's the same gezerah. If you're going to be matmin be mosif haval, Shema Yatmin Beremetz, and you might come to stone. So therefore, Rashi builds into this Mishnah. Oh, it's Mosif Aval. And we know Mosif Aval is a Katmana. He threw in like, just like by Shia, coals is a problem. So it's, and this is a Mosif Aval. And we know Mosif Aval is a Sud. That's what we learned. That also Mosif Aval is a Biasu Batmana. But comes out according to this. I'm gonna, so that connection, I have no problem because he's right. Mosif Aval is a problem by Hatmana, and it's a problem by Shia when you're putting it on the coals. But comes out according to this. Once you're making that parallel, whatever fixes Shehiya will fix Atmana. That means, exactly. If I make Kitima on this remez, Shema Yatmin beremez veyavo lachtot. But if I make Kitima, can I make Shehiya? Yes. So if I make Kitima, I'll be able to make also Hatmana, which we could, you're comparing them. You're putting Mosif Aval, which means you're understanding Rashi that just like the Medigas and Rabbi Shehiya, you're a stoke. Oh, and then Gefet and all these things over here. I'm sorry, Kikash, Gefet, it seems. This is the type of things that are Mosif Aval, she says. And therefore, just like Girifa V'Kitima will help by Shehiya, Girifa V'Kitima will help by. Well, that's what it is. That's what he must be talking about. Exactly. That's exactly what he must be talking about. Maybe he did say that, by the way. We have to look it over as Lashon. That's exactly what he's talking about. Now, I'll show you another place. See, when I'm learning the Gemara, I'm learning slowly. When I get to this point over here of Moshe Nosif Aval, I underline. I say, wait, what is he throwing in Hatmana terminology? And then I'm confirmed that I'm learning correctly. Because if you look at Tosafot, lo yitin ad sheyigrof. Perush bekuntras, mishum tosefet haval. Sounds like I'm osed to put it on a fire, because I'm worried about it's mosif haval. Ve'en der eleri. Da'afilu girufa v'ketuma hi musifet haval. What do you think? When you make girufa ketum, it's not musif haval? Of course it is musif haval. So what do you tell me? It's still musif haval. Guess what? Girufa ketum is more musif haval than most of the stuff that you talked about in Bametomnin. Then he says, V'od d'hanyanya sheshot afshkele girufa. ולא אסרו מוסיף אבל אלא דווקא בהתמנה. Oh, there's those sports for do. She said, what are you talking about? מוסיף אבל is only a problem by התמנה. We're not putting it in coals. אבל, short shari. Which means, what are you bringing in התמנה over here? התמנה you're not putting in coals. התמנה you're putting in garments. Is there any, so in garments that are מוסיף אבל, then it's a problem. Because I know you put it in garments of מוסיף אבל, you're going to put it in. Whatever. But, for שיהיה, Shia, I would not make this Hiluk of Mosif Aval. It's a little bit Mosif Aval Shia. What's the problem? I'm putting it on the coals that were Garuf. As long as Garuf, what does Garuf tell me? My mind's off of it. I put the Girifa, or I put the Ketima. I don't want this anyway till tomorrow morning to eat. For Shia, and if I'm not going to come stoke it, what do I keep with Mosif Aval? Tosfot saying, what are you bringing me Mosif Aval into Shehiya? Take a case, according to us, you put a blech on top of the fire. We say, oh, the blech is considered Katum, let's say. Is it Mosif Aval? Of course it's Mosif Aval. It's Mosif Aval, it's boiling out, there's a fire there. Are you allowed to make Shehiya? Yes. So, What are you telling me Mosif Aval? Mosif Aval is a Hatmana issue. Mosif Aval is an issue where you're taking it off the fire and you're putting it into the garments, and the garments are generating heat. Oh, that's another issue over there, because there's no fire. I'm worried that you're going to come and heat it up somewhere else. But Mashiach, it's not my concern. But that she didn't say that. That she says whatever is a problem of Shehiyah is a problem of Hatmana. It all goes together. I'll show you another Rashi. Open up Rashi on Namid Dalet. Rashi on the Middal Ramud Rishon. Rashi on the Middal Ramud Rishon. Look at this Rashi over here. We have it. It's a sheet that I want to show you over here. Oh, let me down with bet. Let me down with bet. Look at this Rashi over here. Top line in the Gemara. Mepnema amru en tumim v'dara mosif aval. Why do we say that mosif aval is asura? Fidu mebe'od yo. Gezera shema yetmin beremet shiyesh bagahelet. Watch. I'm worried that you might put it on a remes that has a gachelet, and you might come to stoke it. If I let you do mosif haval items, you'll do it in this mosif. Now look at Abaye's question. I'm on the Abaye v'yatmin. What does Abaye say?
Then do it.
Do it. What's it? You want to pray now? What do you want to do? You're going now.
No.
Done with issues. The what? The pray? We're going to pray. We're going to show. Oh, because of the banan? Now it's not the banan, Joe. It's not after that. It's not good. You can't make it now. Just saying, you can't make it now. Now it's not good. What's the banan going to do for this over there? The reminder is not going to help him now for tonight. Remind him tonight. Now you can make Birkat HaMayim and you can't even make why watch the explanation I'm trying to tell you. Abaye says, you're worried about Shemi Yatmin Beremetz. When are you worried about Shemi Yatmin Beremetz? Erev Shabbat, you're Yatmin. It's Erev Shabbat. What's the problem of putting something in the Remetz on Erev Shabbat? Wasn't that Abaye's question? Amar Abaye, we Yatmin. Do it. Well, stop. I'm asking you a question. What do you mean, do it? What about Shehiyah? You're allowed to put stuff on coals on Erev Shabbat? Forget about Tatmana. How could you put stuff on coals on Erev Shabbat? Didn't we say Shehiyah is Asur? Are you allowed to be Shohei on coals that are not Garuf and Katum? So what is Abaye coming along and saying? What do we mean? You forgot the whole sugya of Shehiyah Abaye. And what is Rabbah answer? Rabbah answers, Gezerah Shema Yachtev Gehalim. It's a Gezerah Shema Yachtev Gehalim. So the way the Mefarshim understand this give and take between Abaye and Rabbah is like this. The Shitat Rashi. Really, Atmana in garments is going to be Asur. The Mosif Haval in garments. Why? Because Sheme Yatmin Beremetz. And why is Sheme Yatmin? What's the problem of Remetz? Remetz is a problem of Shehiyah. Which means, Abaye understood that we're going to Oser not only Shehiyah, but now you want to Oser Atmanah. Not only do you want to say that you cannot put stuff on coals on Shabbat Shehiyah, but you want to tell me now that just like you can't do this, I'm not going to allow you to put stuff in garments also that are Mosif Haval. So Rabbi is saying, what do you mean? How far you want to go now? You want to tell me that it's Asur to even be Matmin Gezerah Atu Shehiyah and Shehiyahs Atu Shema Yachte? How far you want to go? It's like a gezerah to gezerah. And Rabbi answers back, it's not a gezerah to gezerah. It's all the same gezerah. Which is when the rabbis were osir shehiyah, they were osir shehiyah, and on the same day they were osir hatmana bedavara mosif haval. It wasn't two steps. Abaye understands it was two stages. First we osir shehiyah. And then later the rabbi said, you know what? Not only osir shehiyah, but I'm going to be osir you to make hatmana. Because Atmana can lead to Shehiyah. He said, but that's a Gezerah, Gezerah. And Abaye, Rabbah comes along and says, no, it's all one Gezerah. That means That what they were osir shehiya on the davar mosif havan, not on enu garuf katum. They were also osir as well hatmana, because it's the same reason basically. Why can't I leave shehiya on open coal? Shemayate. And the same thing is what do you call it? Hatmana. It's also a problem of shemayate. If I let you do it in these garments, you might do it in the. So it's not two steps away. It's all one. One gezerah. Look at that shina, what he says. According to this, that shihiyah and hatmana are all parallel, all connected. That means, according to this, if you would make garuf v'katum on these coals, like I'm telling you, hatmana should be permissible. Furthermore, let's speak out furthermore. Furthermore, according to that shi, that was posik like hananya by shihiyah. That means he allowed, if it was cooked, he allowed you to be shohet. So according to Rashi, if it's cooked, he should allow you to be matmin. If you're making the... So look at Rashi now, it says, Gezerah shemi yatmin begehalim, mesha'ashikha, shema lebashila kederah, shalom bishla kol surka. Oh. So Rashi starts off that we're talking about a kederah shalom bishla kol surka. That's a hananya. Oh, then that she comes along and says, not only that, by hatmana we're going to make a gezerah that even on bishul kol surka is wrong. That means according to that she hatmana is mohamur even, which means that which we were lenient by with hananya, no problem. That was only by shiyah, but by hatmana he's going to be even more mahmir, that even if it's cooked, you cannot put it in mosif haban. I don't know why yet. We'll see. But look what the words he clearly says here. This is how I underline these words as well. Ad shiyigrov o yiktom. Oh. What do you see clearly over here? Ad shiyigrov o yiktom. That girifah v'ketima helps ba'atmana. When do you see girifah v'ketima ba'atmana? Girifah v'atmana was by shehiyah. Mazgashi ad shiyigrov o yiktom. Ela, you see clearly that as she learns, it's all the same item. That the reason why Girifah helps by Shia, Girifah and Ketima will help by Hatmana. All that she's saying is, but by Hatmana, there's one Humrah that's not by Shia. By Shia, I was supposed to say like Hananya. Remember I read you that she says, Minhag is like to go like Hananya, and we go... Which means he'll allow you, as long as it's cooked, he'll allow you to keep it on an open coals. However, here that she clearly writes that bishtah shlo kotsurka v'gazu ap bishtah kotsurka. Why are we going to be more strict by atmana if the coals are exposed? Why? So I'll explain to you a simple difference, why there's a reason to be more mahmir, and I'll prove it to you from Rashi himself. There's a big difference. Where am I making shehiyah? Where am I making shehiyah? On top. Where am I making hatmana? In it. Oh, there'd be a big difference. I can understand hananya when you're putting it on top. If it's cooked, I'm not worried about shemayate. However, if you're going to put it in it, where hatmana is, in the... There it's automatic. Either it's automatic shimayate or it's much closer to shimayate. And therefore, since the place of atmana beremetz is in the remetz itself, that's why the sheik comes along and says that we're going to be more strict. And we actually saw this. The sheik actually spoke this out. If you open up Daf Lamed Zayin, Shehiyah is on top. That's not. That's Hatmana. We saw Tocha Gaba. Look at the Mizayin. Look at the Mizayin. Tashema. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines down. Tashema. The Amar of Hezbo. Amar of Hama Barguri Amar Rab. Lo Shanu Ela Al Gaba. That which we said Hatmana is Mutar. That's only talking about when it's on, not hatmana, shehiyah. That was the shehiyah is mutad. That's only talking about on top. Aval tocha asur, but inside is asur. Now watch what the Gemara says. That's all he said. Top is okay, inside's a problem. Now look at the Gemara. If you remember the Gemara, I amar pishtabal lehazir tenan. if you learn the Mishnah like Hananya, that the whole Mishnah was discussing Hazara, but Shehiyah is okay. Shehiyah is mutar, even if it's not Geruf Katum. Hainu Dishani bin Tuchale al Gaba. I understand that the difference between Shehiyah on top and inside. Shehiyah on top is okay, and Shehiyah inside is going to be forbidden. If you learn that Shehiyah, like Hananya, that Shehiyah is mutar, without Geruf Katum, I understand the difference between Tuchale and Gaba. Tocha, even though it's not garuf, I'm sorry, Gaba, even though it's not garuf katum, it's okay because it's far away. Mashaykin, Tocha, where it's in it, I understand why the Bible makes a chiluk between Tocha and Gaba. Now look at Rashi's lashon. Iyamad b'shtonal zitar aval lishot mashin afilu b'shen garufa. Haynu d'shani dechi mashel Tocha d'kesheena garufa matmin. The Rashi's lashon matmin mamash beremetz. See here, Rashi again. I'm in the Shehiyah sugya, and Rashi clearly says, but if you're putting it inside, that's matmin mamash beremetz. So you see clearly, he holds that the Gemara holds to put it inside. That's even Hananya is going to be osed because that's mamash matmin. And therefore, that's what Rashi was saying over here. When Rashi came over here and said that not only Eno Mevushal Kol Sorkot is going to be Asud, but we're going to make a Gizra even by Mevushal, because when you're putting it inside, that's Mamash. You're being Matmin in the. And this is Hananya. This is going to call to Hananya.
This Lo Shanu is our Mishnah. Lo Shanu.
This is of Helbo. It's Amora.
No, he's Amora, but he's always saying Lo Shanu on what?
On the Mishnah.
On the Mishnah. But this is in Lachzir Tanan. How does Rashi say Mashet?
It's not. If you learn the Mishnah is Lachzir, then Shiyah is Mutar.
Right.
And then what type of Shiyah was Mutar? Lo Shanu, Elashri Shiyah that's Mutar, is Tocha, is Gaba. But Shiyah inside, no good. And that's Hananya. If you learn the Mishnah's Hazara, that means Shiyah is Mutar.
Ah, that's okay.
That's Hananya. Okay. Which Shiyah is Mutar?
Lushanu is
Gaba.
Not, so Lushanu is not going on Mishnah. Lushanu is going on Shiyah.
However you learn that Mishnah, if you learn the Mishnah's Hazara, then it's going on Shiyah. If you learn the Mishnah's going on Shiyah, then it's going on Hazara. So it's based on, it's reacting to our Mishnah.
But the Loshan is not the cases of our Mishnah, is what I'm trying to say. Because if you say that, then you're talking about.
No, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Stop. If the Mishnah is talking about Hazara, that's the whole issue of Geruf Katum. But Shehiyah is Mutar. Amar Rav Chelbo. Rav Chelbo says, that which Shehiyah is Mutar, it's only Gaba. But Tocha is Asur. And she says, why is Tocha Asur? And this is Hananya, by the way. Hananya is Matir. Ela, because that's Matmin. Matmin Beremetz. Mamash Matmin Beremetz. Ah, Matmin Beremetz. Hananya is going to be also. Okay, Mevushal Kol Sorkot. Okay, anything. It's Matmin Beremetz. That's why Rashi over here later on, who holds like Hananya, committed himself and said, it's going to be Asur Shema Yatmin Beremetz. But, according to Rashi, what's going to come out? Unless it's Garufe Katum. That means, just like the heter that we have by Garuf and Katum in our Mishnah by Shehiyah, he's going to allow Garuf and Katum. Which is. Yes. Oh, stop. Go slow. This what we put Tocha and Gaba is not Garuf and Katum. Gaba is Mutar, Eno Garuf, called Hananya. Yeah, Hananya is Machir, Eno Garuf and Katum. Right. Not even Shekul Sukkot. According to Hananya, even Machab Ben Rosai.
And raw.
Okay,
not raw.
Maybe raw, yes. Maybe all raw, yes. But not middle. But the point is, that which we're talking about over here, Tocha and Gaba, is Eno Garuf and Katum. And I'm allowing you to put it on top, Eno Garuf and Katum. But I'm not letting you put it inside. But if it was Garuf and Katum inside, I'll let you even put it inside. So then, according to that, she, Hatmana, has the same leniency as Shiyah. The Garuf and Katum works. You see, throughout the sugya, Rashi is always comparing these eyes. Look at Rashi one more on number 10. Look at Rashi on number 10. Look at Rashi on number 10. So this is about Hazara that you're allowed to put back. Wait, before you get the problems. Look at Nasi Dibur Matril La'azir or Mahzirin. So the Buddha Matil Abam. Where's the Buddha Matil Abam and Ahmed Hayat? Let's see over here. Meshiv Shabbat Lashena. I'm on the area. Let's see. Yeah, where's that? Yes. Look at that sheet. Mahzirim. The top one in Amud Bet. So making Chazara is talking about that sheet now. ביום המחורת ולא רוצה בפדוקתה משעשקה ואתה מודשר משום דווקא מצד התדה הדורי לסורג מחר שקיל אבא ביום לא מוכת לשקיל עד התדה הדורי. Now when you take me something off the part on Shabbat ובאת לה להתמנה והבי לה כמתמין לכתחילה. Rashi says that when you put something back on the fire on Shabbat, Rashi calls it habi lah kematmin lekatachila. What does it mean? Lekatachila. What's atmana? What's going to go atmana? Again, Rashi is paralleling all the laws that we're talking about. Shia, Hazara, atmana. Puts it all in one. These terminologies, right. He throws in derech. I guess. Oh, again, you see atmana. Elat. Let's get, just review Rashi shita. I don't want to get the shishita and then I'll finish with you. The shishita is that when the rabbis made the gezerah on shehiyah, that has to be garufi katum. At the same time, they said, we don't want you to make hatmana bedavara musif aval. Because just like you're going to stoke coals, if we let you do hatmana bedavara musif aval, you're also going to come to stoke coals. And that's what Abaye was coming along and saying, wow, Vietnim Beremetz, what do I care, Vietnim Beremetz? You want to go so far now, and you want to make a gezerah on Hatmana, Atu, Shehiyana. Rabbi says it's all one gezerah, Shema Yachte, it's all one gezerah. When the rabbis had to protect the gezerah, if they were worried about Shema Yachte by Shehiyah, I don't know, they're going to be Matmin now in Motif Avaz, so you're going to come to be Shema Yachte. So they made everything together. And therefore that she constantly parallels Hatmana and Shiya, and therefore according to Shitat Rashi, whatever is permissible by Shiya is be permissible by Hatmana, meaning Garufi Katum helps, Garufi Katum Allah, and that she said it, he couldn't have said it more explicit. The Rashi that I showed you on Namidal Ramud Bet, that she said clearly, Ad Shi Grof or Shi Yiktom. He was talking about Hatmana over there. He was talking about Hatmana Beremetz. Ad Shikrov Yiktov. When's it Grov Yiktov? Grov Yiktov Mashiach. It's the same item. Oh. However, in one situation, he went even further. For a good reason. But by Shiyah, he went like Hananya and said, once it's Machab ben Drosai, you don't need Garufi Katum. However, when it came to Hatmana, here we said they're going to go Zed even on Kol Surko, for a good reason, like I showed you.
And that's Hananya.
It's Hananya, of course. I prove it to you, it's Hananya. That's Reb Chaylbo.
Okay, it has to be.
Reb Chaylbo was in Hananya.
So we ask the question?
Right. So, what? He only said Hananya was going to be Matir al Gaba. But Litocha, even Hananya is going to be Osir. Why is it going to be Osir? And she says, Rabbi, they came at me in Beremetz. Oh, but if you make Garufi Katum, Garufi Katum, that she clearly says over here, will be okay. So therefore, in that one item, it'll be more strict. But guess what? There is going to be a rabbi, not that she clearly, because she clearly says that he's gozer even on the Mevasher Kol Tzorko. But there will be a pure shita that I showed you already, I'll show you now and conclude the shiur, that will hold mamash like Hananya, and therefore he'll allow you, as long as it's cooked ma'achab ben drosai, you can make atmana, I don't need garuf. He's not going to be mahmir, it'll be straight. Whose shita was that? Look at the Tosafot in the fourth perek. The first Tosafot in the fourth perek, page Mem Zayin Amud Bet. And then we're done. Em Tomnim, Firush Arab Yosef, B'Shem Rabbeinu Shemuel, that's called the Rashbam. Demairi be bashir velo bashir. That which it's asur to make atmana, but that's the one where it's not cooked. It's partially cooked. Amakidra haita u bashir, sharinam. But if it's cooked, cooked means even makab ben drosai, mutar. That means, or raw, it's cooked everybody. But the point is, according to Rabbi Yosef, which is the Rashbami, so the Bnei Shmuel, is matir atmana. Once the item is cooked, once it reaches Ma'akab ben Rosai, I don't need nothing. You don't need it. Just like I'm Matir Shehiya, I'm going to be Matir Atmana as well. So comes out, we have over here Ma'loket Gedola ben Arishonim. The first Ma'loket we have is between Rashi and the Tosafot. Rashi holds Atmana and Shehiya go together. Tosafot says, what are you talking about? What are you comparing Atmana to Shehiya? Atmana is a Mosif Havala item. Shehiya is a separate Gezerah. Even when you make Garuf and Katum, it's still Mosif Havala. But we will matir it. We will matir it. Mashaykin by Atmana, Mosif Havala. We're not matir. Don't compare. Which is according to Tosafot, Garuf and Katum will not help you by Hatmana. Garuf and Katum is exclusively a Shia issue. Rashi on the other hand says, no, Garuf and Katum will help you. And then we have another mahalog between Rashi and the Rashbam in how far we'll be lenient in this comparison between Hatmana and Shia. Rashbam says it's a perfect analogy. And whatever Hananya was matir by Shia will be matir by Hatmana. What was he also Hananya by Shehiya? Bashir velo bashir, not cooked. Not cooked, but also that by Hatmana. But once it's cooked, makam drosai, mutar. Rashi will say no. Rashi was a Hirbana. By Shehiya, since it's only on top, then I could say, I could be lenient if it's not Garuf and Katum. But Hatmana, that's betocha, like Rashi said, that's mamash matmin beremetz, I'm going to be more mahmir. And therefore, that she says, I'm going to gozer on ena mevushal atu mevushal until you make garuf katum. So in that one plot, Rashbam and Rashi are arguing to what extent we're going to be sin. But this comes out a very important issue. So that answers now, whenever you're going to see Rashi using hatmanat terminologies by Shehiya, you know why? Because he holds, again, it was all one gezerah. And it makes sense to a certain degree that the rabbis will say two things for the same reason. They will say Shehiya Shemayachter, and they will say Atmana Bederusi Vaval also, although it's one step further. It's there's no Shemayachter by Enamusi Vaval by close. But it's, if I do this, you'll come to do this, and that's what Abaye was asking. Meaning, when the Gemara said the reason why it's to do cloths. Shema Yatmin Beremetz. So what the Abaye was saying, so make, so she Yatmin, which means, what's your problem? It's a Gezerah to Gezerah. You want to Osir cloths, Atu Shema Yatmin Beremetz, and Shema Yatmin Beremetz, Atu Shema Yachter, whoa, she Yatmin, what's going to be the biggest issue? It's Gezerah to Gezerah, how far you want to go? So Rabbi answers back, no. It's Shema Yachter. It's the same. It's one Gezerah. When the rabbi sat down by Shehiya, it's a Shema Yachter. They said also, this Mosif is also Shema Yachter. It's not Gezerah, Gezerah. It's one item. That's the way she taught Rashi. Okay.